Okay, up next will be USC coach Andy Enfield. Do we have coach online?
To ask the coach a question, please press star 1. Our first question comes from the line of Bud Withers with Seattle Times.
Andy, can you update us on Pishon Howard's status going into the week?
Yes, he is back eligible to play.
Okay. And I remember you saying early in the season you were trying to get your guys to realize what a good shot was outside. You were fine with, you know, with deep shots and whatnot as long as they were open shots. I just wondered, obviously the shooting percentage isn't what you'd like, but how are your guys doing with that anyway?
Well, we just watched film of our last game this morning on contested jump shots, something our players need to improve on. It's a skill to realize when you're open and when you're not, and when you need to put the ball on the floor and drive on a bad closeout. Some of our players, like JT Terrell, need to improve. He made some improvement early on, and he's shown flashes of being able to realize what a good shot is and when it's. But he goes in those stretches when he does take too many contested shots, and the percentages across the board for our team as well as in the college and in the NBA, when you take contested jump shots, you're going to shoot a very low percentage. And so it has hurt us. And it is a focal point here coming this week.
Thank you.
Your next question comes on line of Mark Schipper, Bleacher Report.
Hi, Coach Enfield.
Hello.
How different do you think your roster will look from a height, weight, and attribute standpoint once you start recruiting players for your system? And how has this roster affected the way you want to see the game played?
Well, I think every head coach has a system, an ideal system that they like to coach, and you need to recruit towards that system. And then also coaches need to make adjustments to tweak their systems based on their current personnel. So we have certainly made a lot of changes and tweaks to our system or my system from last year. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. You need to do it. But we're recruiting. We have 6 new players that are coming in next year. 2 are transfers that are already here. They're sitting out. We have 3 kids signed and 1 committed, and I obviously can't talk about the committed player. Those players, we have size, we have length, we have athleticism, we have some shooting. And we have an elite point guard, number 1 point guard in the West Coast, according to the National Scouting Services, Jordan McLaughlin. We have a top 50 player from 2 years ago, Caden Reinhart, that can shoot the ball from deep. We have 2 6'10 players that have long arms that are athletic. One is skilled, one's more of a true center that runs like a guard. We have a 6'7 player, Darian Clark, that weighs 235 pounds, is an elite rebounder, and for 6'7", 235, he is a tremendous athlete. So we will have a different makeup next year in our roster, our size, our length, our body types. And we, as a coach, you're always recruiting as a 24-hour, 12-month-a-year job, basically. So you're always building for the future. But I'm answering this question because you asked, but right now we're focused on our team. So I would never sacrifice looking ahead to the future for sacrificing what's going on now. So our job as coaches is to keep improving, keep watching film, keep teaching, motivating, and improving the individuals and our team that we currently have, and try to win some games down the stretch here. So it has been frustrating. Our guys have played hard, but for whatever reason, as many reasons, there seems like there's a couple crucial points in each game that where we're in the game and the other team will go on a couple runs and will outplay us those certain parts of the games and end up beating us. And for the most part, our game's been very competitive the last month and a half.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Any further questions for Coach?
There's no questions at this time.
Perfect. That'll do it, Annie. Thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Take care.